Hey, Hardy, are you there?
Bucci, I am.
Oh, my God. It's Hardy White. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Have we started?
I believe we've started.
We have started.
And is Hardy on there?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Hardy, I just want to announce Fabio. You made your goal. You made it, Bob!
Oh, fantastic.
Woo! Fabio made his goal.
Go, Hardy. Go, Hardy.
Fantastic.
Go, Bucci.
You should have seen those two, Hardy. They were tag teaming it. It was something
to see. I love them. They are awesome folks. I would not know them if it weren't for this temple of wonderful radio friendship.
That's right.
That we have.
That's
that we're
right.
In.
So many unique
I'm so excited.
And beautiful people that we know because of WFMU.
Yeah, they are. And they are wonderfully crazy. Which
yeah.
is also great.
In their own very specific ways, right?
It gives them a place to be that.
Yes.
Oh, and they sense it. They come from far and wide, don't they, my friend? Especially listeners come from a lot of distant places.
All over the place. All literally in every place, I would say, there's a WFMU listener.
There really are. And why do you think that is? This isn't a quiz. There's no.
Oh my God!
Answer.
Is there? You're not quizzing me here. Putting me on the spot.
I have the answer in front of me.
Oh my goodness. Well, I would say it's because WFMU is so unique. It speaks to someone out there. No matter the population, if it's four people, it'll speak to two. You know, that's what I feel about WFMU.
And that isn't the philosophy. What people have done a lot of times with art and a lot of human experience now is because so much of it is commodified, they want to predict what's going to be the most popular. And because you'd be wasting your time if you did things. For instance, every one of these shows had to sort of pay for themselves, right? So the popularity of the music would be reflected in whether it was on or not. Well, a lot of the more challenging things, ideas that aren't, popular yet, but could be wonderful human ideas, great new experiences.
Right.
Because they aren't already known, which is an oxymoron. You can't be known unknown.
You can't know something
so,
you don't know.
Then they don't appear. They're never there. You know, it's if we took the weakest of us and said, we're just going to eliminate them. You know, it is a sort of a eugenics of ideas. It's just, we'll just take the ones that we know are going to be better or something like
right.
that. Well, when people make that choice, they mess up. They miss people. Sometimes they miss fantastic ideas and experiences and fantastic people. And we leave nobody behind. That's why sometimes you'll hear something and you go, do only two people like that? And you go, yes. Those two people are very, very important to us.
Yeah.
They are important as right. the people, the millions of people that like a thing.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I agree. Two people liking something intensely beats the mass consumption of some crap, I would say.
Yeah, there's also that. There's a different relationship sometimes people have to the art. It's experiential. And so sometimes a lot of themselves are in it, you know? And other people, it's just like when Satie wrote Furniture Music, you know, he's kind of half kidding, but there's a sort of music that plays in the background that's not supposed to be noticed,
right?
And that's fine, but there's some things that sort of demand your attention, and those can be more challenging, and those can open up complete worlds to people. They can save lives. I love messing around. I love being really stupid and funny. But then, you know, you hear, and during the marathon, you hear from a lot of people, and they're encouraged to say what they like about the stationers, and you're humbled by how many people say things like, it saved my life,
yep.
or it made things better. And they're not kidding. You know, it isn't like, oh, you're a lifesaver, that kind of thing. It's a real connection.
Yeah.
It's something that's important. You know, they're introduced if you can feel so alone in the world, and ideas can connect you to other people where you feel like, oh my gosh, I feel heard, I feel seen.
Yeah.
And ideas in radio can do that in a very, very powerful way. And in a way TV can't do, because it's so popular. Everybody wants to be on. There's no room for, like, goofing around UHF stations or anything, right?
No room for failure either, I would say. Just,
no, right,
absolutely,
exactly.
Everything has to be pitch perfect or you're done.
Right.
Man,
you can't just mess around.
Man, they say you don't play music. That's music to my ears, Hardy White, I got to say.
Yeah, right?
We got some people. Do we have some people to thank?
Well, here's something I'd like to do. I'm going to do a long thank. And here's what and it's not just a thank, cuz it can be like you read these names and say, "Oh, you just say a name, you know, thank you John from New York." But I want everybody to do a sort of a meditation for a minute.
Okay.
And I'm going to read an awful lot of names. And I'm not reading them out of obligation. I'm not reading them because we're supposed to. Everybody demands a thank you. I'm reading them because all these people gave some of their resources to something they love. And every one of them is a real human being.
Yep.
They're a real person with a life and maybe a job. But, you know, and they each give a different amount. The one they can usually afford to give. But, you know, it still is... instead of something else. And every one of those people, they've got feelings and they've got troubles. You know, maybe some of them are sick, maybe some of them are full of joy right now. But I'm going to read this lesson. I want you to just think about the names as I read them, all right? Just and kind of imagine
the people,
them all. You don't have to picture them exactly, like, oh, that sounds like, you know,
that guy sounds handsome, or
yeah, Tim in Brooklyn, I bet he has sideburns.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure he has a track jacket on or something,
right?
Like that.
So, but you can just imagine them as an individual person, and I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna read them current and go back in time.
Okay, so you're gonna read them, all right? Let's
I'm gonna read them. You can help me. I'm on the week two thank pledgers. That begins with Alex. Do you see that? You have that?
I do.
Okay, so I'm going to go down and just note where I stop. And so if you want to take over, you can too, all right?
All right. You go ahead, and I will picture these faces and people.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Bucci.
Yeah, I'm happy here.
I am.
It's nice. It's like a handshake. This hour is going to be a nice, warm handshake, I feel. That's what
my
opinion.
Oh, my friend, it's great. I would just... okay, I'm going to read these names, or I'm just going to start... talking about things we both like or something.
Absolutely.
All right. Alex in Florida. Jonathan in New Jersey. Julia in New Jersey. Trevor in Brooklyn. Joe in Brookhaven. David in Ridgewood, New York. Jeremy in California. Janine in New Jersey. Corey in Arizona. Sean in New Jersey, Daniel in New York, Vanessa in Millington, New Jersey, Joseph in Staten Island, Cal in Dothan, Alabama, Jim in Bridgewater, Hillary in Munster, Curtis in Memphis, Kate in Brooklyn, Sean in Freehold, Joseph in Woodside, Sarah in Oregon City, Oregon, Ryan in Santa Monica. I might be coming out that way, Ryan. So let's see. Steven in Springfield, Kat in Brooklyn, Greg in Oak Ridge, Melinda in Portland, Bob and Bailey. Oh, I've been in touch with them in East Orange. Matthew, my friend, in Lexington. Will in Illinois. Luke in Virginia. Melissa in New Jersey. Susan in New Jersey. Jay Daniel in New York. Mike in Toronto. Timothy in Queens. Georgie in Los Angeles. Charlie in Staten Island. Michael in Maryland. Carmen in Maryland. Jeff in New York, Adam in Massachusetts, Vincent in Colorado, Paul in New Jersey, John in Virginia. Isn't that a lot of people?
That is a list of people, and I picture them all as one big person, you know, kind of all lumped in with 58 faces and 120.
Well, they stack together like one of those, that Bollywood movie where the guy... forms, he can stack himself all together into a giant.
Yeah, or a bunch of kids trying to sneak into a rated R movie or something
right,
like that.
Right, but maybe like 100 kids trying to sneak in.
Right, a giant person.
Really big. I'm very, very old. I'm a 10,000-year-old ancient creature, and so I can see anything even R-rated.
Let me into Silence of the Lambs. Well, that was a heck of a list, Hardy, and like that just goes to show you how, you know, how WFMU reaches out and touches people and really just makes people feel like this is a part of their lives and we are a part of their lives and vice versa. And I'm always blown away by that.
And the thing is, and you can give to a bunch of shows, so a lot of people be like, oh, I really like Bucci, but also I believe there should be a Hardy. You know, so you can give, like you can direct your money with. And listeners, no one listener who likes everything.
And
there's one who says he does, me. But there's nobody who really likes everything.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you listen to WFMU and it might not be the thing exactly connected to you, but again, that kind of dissonance where I'm like, I don't like this, and then why don't I like this? And like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's interesting, I'm like not liking this. Oh, maybe I actually do like this. This is, that's the kind of process that I go through when I kind of go through these wonderful shows here at WFMU.
And the thing is, a lot of people are like, I'm sure you're an eclectic listener. Like if I said, what kind of music you like, you'd be like, oh, that's an absurd question.
Right. It kind of like, you start going, that's a complicated question.
Right. You might know more about one particular genre, but it doesn't mean that that's your taste necessarily. And a lot of people are like in the early days, I would always say, Ken would try to pair me with people he thought were very different. And nobody was.
Right.
There wasn't anybody.
Right. Nobody was different.
Nobody was different. We were all, funny. It was very much, everybody I met, I felt like I'd known them for 20 years.
What a wonderful motto. Nobody's different.
No, they really aren't. They seem it, you know, at first glance, but the thing that unites them is this, they've been moved by something, by art, by music. They've had that experience.
Absolutely.
They've been elevated by it. They've been changed by it. And so it's a priority. It's a big part of their life. And because they know that not everybody gets what their passion, they understand that about other people's passion.
Right.
That, you know, I might not get what you love about, you know.
Right.
That.
Anything. Right.
I was going to name a particular band, but they know exactly who I was talking about.
Can't think of a band right now.
Right. It's a great place to meet people who are different than you, but like immediately you're sort of united by something, but not something awful like a dogma. You know, it's not like church.
Right.
Right. So I love going, because church is going to be great because you meet all sorts of people, all different people. But then it's like the thing that unites you is you're like, I got to believe this thing or something. But really, we're more pure than that, because everybody is here because they have a value. It's a decentralized sort of thing. Nobody's really in charge. Ken thinks he is, but really the station is alive, and people come and go. It's a living thing, and it survives if we want it to.
Yes.
And this is the time of the year where we decide, does it live? Can we put enough of our resources into this thing? Is this valuable enough? And churches go through this thing. Is it worth having our church, or is our church stupid?
Right.
And, you know, at some point you want me to go, our church is stupid, let it fail. But this thing I'm telling you is a congregation that transcends all those things that separate us. And it's one that is truly universal and truly unites. And it unites human beings at their most basic level all around the world. And they can look very different. And they can speak different languages. Music works with sound waves. And it's an experiential feeling thing.
Yes.
It isn't like, you know, Hardy White talk. Because I know that people might turn in from other cultures. And what they hear is like, they don't want to hear that from me. I'm not music.
But you know what, Hardy? You are music. I got to say, though, like when I listen to your show and I listen to you, when you get into a groove, it is like music. It washes over me like music. And sometimes I'm feeling, well, I don't understand it all, but I kind of like get the overall arcing point that you're making. And sometimes I get all the specific points. And I treat it like another music show. I listen to your show like another music show.
Oh, I really, really, really appreciate that very much.
And if you appreciate,
rather it would be an experience than somebody necessarily agreeing with something I said specifically.
Yes.
And, you know, if you could say, oh, sum up, what is Hardy? Oh, Hardy says, you know, you need to always take calcium.
Yeah.
Or something.
I do get that from your show. I always try to take more calcium. I find myself taking calcium during your show.
I'll just list different chemicals and how much of them you should have.
Zinc is very important. And if you think zinc is important and if you love Hardy White, then call in at 800-989-9368 or pledge online at wfmu.org/donate and show Hardy that you love/like him and appreciate what he does and what WFMU does for you. We have a couple more people to thank. We have Daniel in Belmore, and he says, thank you, Hardy. Good show and many thanks. And we have Ann in Lexington.
Mm.
And we have
Thank you, Anne.
And we have Christopher in Brooklyn. And
thank you, Christopher in Brooklyn.
We just it's the outpouring here. And you were talking about how WFMU kind of lives on, and you know, one of the things that I've always, you know, one of the things that attracted me to WFMU was this amazing archive that WFMU has, and the fact that, you know, who are these people? Who are these shows that have long passed? Who knows what some of these DJs are doing now with their lives? Some of them maybe not even with us anymore, but their work still lives on in these archives, which need to be maintained. And, you know, we need your assistance to help maintain these archives because it ain't cheap. People think it's cheap.
No.
It's not cheap. It's the opposite.
And archives are a weird thing, and music libraries and all are strange things because they're not permanent. And what happens is that things, the format that things are put on change and decay over time. You know, we've lost countless and countless, just human beings have, of recorded material because it's just been destroyed.
Yep.
And there was no way to transfer it to something that lasts longer. But the idea of transferring actually has to happen pretty much in perpetuity. It has to be constantly, and sometimes it disappears entirely. I have friends, my friend Taylor is archives things, and things disappear completely. I mean, if the very last recording of a thing is gone, it is gone.
It's gone.
And it doesn't matter if you remember it from your childhood and you can hum it. The thing is gone.
Yeah.
And that's an idea that just then disappears from, and now we can probably go and it might pop up again. You know, these things happen. Not that same one, but I mean, those ideas may
variation
come up in a fresh,
of that idea,
fresh
definitely.
Way, right? Because they were part of a web, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but still, those individual things are very precious and important. And you know, the more people that know about them and have them, the more people that share a thing, the longer it can last. That's what traditions are for. You know, people. So, you know, all remember and do all these things. There's religions, that's the whole thing, you know. Remember this damn story and tell it. and it that's worked. And if it hadn't worked, they wouldn't be telling the damn stories.
That's interesting. WFMU is both, because of the nature of radio and because of these fabulous archives, WFMU is both perishable and permanent. You know, like it goes, you know, you listen to the radio, you're listening in your car, you're listening in your while you're doing things throughout your day, and it goes through you and you forget about it or you kind of remember glimpses of it. And then, but also it stays with you in a lot of ways too. And then also you can go back and listen for 20 years into the past. You can listen to, you know, what people were thinking about and what people were experiencing, you know, and I just love that about WFMU so much. I really do.
Oh, I do. I do too. I do too. And it's you're right. The permanent impermanence is strange and wonderful about it. The thing is that everything, you know, I was talking about a friend the other day, and we were talking about sort of evil people dying, you know,
okay.
And if only they took the evil with them when they died, right?
Because
they, but they don't really. All that stuff stays here.
Yeah.
And the same thing with good. You know, good people don't take good with them when they die.
Right.
Everything that goes through us in here is part of this kind of being alive, part of live, living minds. It's part of being alive. And it's your inheritance as a living human being. It all belongs to you. It doesn't belong to the dead, and it doesn't belong to the people who are yet to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these things stay here. So I talked about that last week, because since I've been on this radio show, people have literally died, you know,
right.
DJs and listeners and volunteers. And it's, you know, it's part of life, but it also lets you know that this thing sort of goes on, and we miss those folks,
yep.
And we can listen to them, you know, but also people then come in, and then there's new people, and it goes on,
yeah.
And we pass these things on, and nobody is important, everybody's important, kind of thing. And
yeah.
And that's a disappointing in life, but here it's necessary and wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was drawn to this station like a moth to the white hot sun, you know, like I just had to be here. And it's to be a part of this community, just to get personal for me, has just been like, I can't even express it, you know. So it is it's just been a really wonderful ride for old Bucci.
Well, I think you're doing a hell of a job of expressing it, actually. Because you know, you can hear it in your voice, you know, you can hear the feeling. And we don't always get to do it. There's a problem with, I don't want to ever be sappy or sentimental. I mean, I really feel it. Really, it's painful. And for long times, I think a long portion of my life, I didn't adequately express my gratitude or my love or anything like that. So it was very painful for me to stop. Put my defenses down and drop my sarcasm and my self-defense and be a little more, you know, able to express that part of myself, you know?
Right.
And that's what I love about this time of the year and everything, is that we don't have to talk, but we don't have to be self-conscious about how important this thing is or how moving it is to us
right.
the whole rest of the year. But now we have this excuse, this wonderful excuse. It's just like ritual, you know, and we don't have to feel embarrassed, or we don't have to feel like, you know, it's inappropriate to say, all these people that I haven't met, all these listeners and these other DJs, how significant their lives are to each other, and how this thing connected us. And it's how... We don't understand what freedom. Freedom is a weird word. People misuse it. It can mean anything. It's bizarre. It's a meaningless word. So I'll tell you what it means in this case. It means nobody's really in charge. We are all equal hearts sharing things and sharing experience. It doesn't have a direction. Nobody's thinking about what would make it more money. Nobody is trying to convince you of a thing. There isn't anybody that's trying to organize it and sell it. We're not doing that. This is just a lot of people who have come together who share a thing. And that is what, it's such a loose affiliation, you know? It's that thing that unites us. But that's better than any dogma or any kind of corporate goal for appearance or anything. We don't care about that, about how we look. We don't care about our brand, you know? I was watching a Sergio Leone movie the other day, and somebody said something about one of the characters' brand, and I thought for a minute he was talking about like his name recognition kind of thing, and he meant literally like. So
well, that is the modern. We are, you know, the brand is invisible now. The white hot poker is still being applied, but it is the scar is on the inside. We're cattle. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org/donate. If you want to call in, we got to get these phones ringing and show your support for Miracle Nutrition And Hardy White, Hardy, do you want to talk about your premium at all? Are you interested?
Oh yeah, let's talk about the premium because somebody on the comments said they liked Lou.
In lieu of a gift, the best of Lou, $75 or more will get
it's
you.
It's a CD of about an hour of Lou, my friend on the show.
Yeah.
It's always weird, radio characters. What do you do? I think probably Edgar Bergen had to go into therapy for this. It's like, Charlie, is he my puppet or my friend or my son?
He's both. He's everything. Is he my hand or is he on my hand? Right. I don't know.
Right. Senor Wences really was like, what is this?
Yeah.
It was the Senor Wences having a David Lynch moment, you know?
Yeah. Where
on my hand!
Where did he not take Senor Wences? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so puppets on the radio. But we don't have that here necessarily. Well, you don't know. That's a good thing about radio, too. Oh, my gosh, the lack of pictures is so good. That's also why a lot of us want to be on it. Because, there are probably some people on – I can't think of any offhand – people at the radio station, it would be acceptable on television.
No, I mean,
but not right, not to me.
It's not a lantern-jawed group
but it's,
of
yeah, it isn't
individuals.
Where you go right if you want to be like on television or anything like that.
I mean, I love the radio because of that. What do you call it? The fog of radio. You know, just kind of like, who is that voice in the mist? Well, it's Hardy White.
I never want to know too much about them, frankly. I mean, you learn there's an intimacy, like, I don't want to know the details of someone's life because it's so much more interesting to know what they feel or what they're experiencing or something like that. Yeah. And that you can find out in all sorts of ways. And the details are often misleading and distracting. Yeah. And I think on the, and even looks, you know, just a disembodied voice is a much more wonderful thing
Very
to have
powerful.
A relationship with.
Very powerful.
Yeah, right? Because a disembodied voice really never looks like, you know, your stepdad or something.
No, it looks like you.
Right, right.
You know?
It's more you. I also have, you know, I mean, people experience the world in all sorts of ways. You know, our senses are also very, very fragile. You know, So hearing, not everyone sees, not everyone hears. We all experience the world, but in all sorts of different ways and using what we can. And so I always think about that, too.
All right. Didn't mean to cut you off. We just had a couple more.
No, cutting off. You have to.
A couple more people to thank. We got Bryce in Newark, New Jersey, and he says, the Booch and Hardy are FMU's velvet gentlemen. Not entirely sure what that means, but I am soft, and I don't like getting wet, so I guess maybe that's why I'm velvet. And then we have, I think it's Emmy in Walderboro, Maine. Thanks, Hardy. If I believed anything, it would probably be you. If I believed in anything, it would probably be you. Shemp Jive.
Oh, Shemp Jive. I believe you can believe in me. I mean, there's nothing to believe in. I'm here. I believe that's Hardy, you could say.
Yes.
And you'd be right.
Absolutely.
And that was our Bryce, right? That first Bryce was our
I believe so, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Bryce, that was our own Bryce, yes.
And then I also, because I didn't understand what he said, that's how I knew it was Bryce.
Yes, it's a puzzle.
I've been on with Bryce a couple of times. We must have done 3 or 4 years, I think, of marathons. Bryce was my goat for a while there. It was every year I was emceeing with Bryce.
Bryce is a great guy. And
he's so wonderful.
I really enjoy everybody is so I mean, you know, you crack people open here and you just this the stories and the history of WFMU starts pouring out and it's just amazing the history in this building, which is, by the way, completely falling down. And we really, really need to start propping the walls up. And there's construction next door. We have to pull down the blinds because the construction workers are peeping in at us while we DJ, which is very disconcerting. And we really need to have your support to, you know, build this old egg factory back up to its former glory. And
it is a sad little old building there. I love it, but it's. But it's in a constant state of disrepair. Sometimes parts of it are just gone. You know, a couple of years ago, I was up and there was just a big missing part. I mean, they knew it was gone missing. but it's very strange.
Where was
I was
it?
Up in the, I'd stayed, friends and I, we all came up together and we went in on a room in one of those gigantic high-rise things. And you can see FMU from the high-rise.
Right.
Like a scary kind of like rifle scope.
Yeah.
Like just this view of people. Like if somebody, I just warning you, if you go out there and on the old days and had a cigarette on that balcony, you were vulnerable. if you had angered an international assassin, that would have been a real stupid move. They could have just actually, they should have just gone over to the post office, but you know,
right.
It's more fun from the high rise because you, wow, look at that. Jersey City's vast is what you get to think before.
And you look down at these condos who are now dwarfing WFMU and you see this greasy little carbuncle of a building. And it's you can't imagine. It's like what's going on in the inside of it. Like the dynamism. Is that the word that I'm reaching for?
It's slowly becoming the up house. It's the house and up, man. It's going to be all surrounded. I know.
Aww,
it's going to be that. That happens
up.
In all big cities. It's always, right? You go into New York or something, you go, what happened there? It's like, I'm not moving. There's always one.
Right.
You know. Oh, and I always picture like WFMU just, we can't. It's in trust or something.
Getting thinner and thinner and
just
thinner.
Surrounded. And then finally, we're going to have to, there's going to be one last fundraiser where we have to buy balloons and we have to go full dirigible and we'll just have to fly around. And the FMU won't have an address. It'll just fly around like a giant, like a big blimp.
God, what a fantastic idea that would be.
Yes, and then Ken is the Ed Asner character. He'll be, oh,
yes.
You got 80, right? Is there a dog? There's a dog and a child. The child's one of the younger DJs. All sorts of parallels to the movie.
I bet people would get WFMU clearer too if we were up in the air, maybe. Like, you
that's
know,
what I'm
through
thinking.
The you smog, could, you know, people are like, man, I can really get 91.9 and 91.1.
Yeah, it's your day to get it. Tune in. We're drifting over your part of the country. We're going to be real. The Appalachians, we're going to be real strong over them, right? Coming up.
Absolutely.
It'd be great. We could just float. You could float. We could float over and just get Kevin Nutt. We'll just go, Kevin will go like, can you pick me up? And we'll go, we're coming.
Throwing down a ladder.
And we fly the WFMU blimp building over. We get Kevin and everybody's not around.
And that way the physical building would match the content of the building, which already soars majestically. You know, all the shows are beautiful balloons in themselves. And, the listeners are the people holding on to them. If I can, I'm gonna have to figure out that metaphor maybe later.
We'd have to be a TV show though if we started flying the radio station around, because they want to film that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You'd want to, like, there'd be like, we go to the UK or something, like, oh, we're going all go see Vicky or something, and we land next to Vicky Bennett, and she's like, oh, blimey, you brought the whole. Station, she would say. I'm writing it right now. I got it. It's just like one of those reality shows. They're not written, but they do suggest you say certain things like Hollywood Squares did. So
right.
I'm coming up for things for people to say in our flying station show, should it go on the air.
And if you want this flying station to become a reality, you have to pledge to WFMU.org/donate, 800-989-9368. Let's get those phones ringing, making that sweet, sweet music. So we can continue making sweet, sweet music for you in the years and decades to come.
It's hard for us to get to sell this thing because we're up, like, I'm vulnerable to being sold things just like everybody else, like really badly. And especially with the internet, you know, I see a picture of something and you know how it is. You express any kind of interest online and they're like, you're still looking at those shoes? And it just pops up everywhere. You want those? You remember those shoes you were looking at?
Oh, sure.
Right, and it comes up as an ad, and I'm like, oh, hell, I'm going to get those shoes. So we're battling that, too. You
absolutely.
Know, we need your resources, but, like, we're not as sophisticated as an algorithm who can shove your desires in your face every 5 minutes. We can't quite do that. So here goes. Oh, please, listen. You have your values make this world. People's hearts are on the line. People do crazy things. There is suffering in the world. How do we stop it? Well, not with some kind of suffering armor, because that won't work by the time it gets there. We got to get in while these bad ideas are taking root. And we got to save hearts. We got to change people. I know it sounds, oh, it sounds, that's the only way to do it. I'm a pragmatist. I'm practical. I'm not a mystic. I'm telling you, you have to get people before they have their hearts have turned to stone. Yeah. You have to get into people's minds before they have closed off, before they have made other human beings the other, before they have gotten to the point where they can tolerate the suffering of others. We don't come that way. We come with the mirror neurons. We feel things. We feel other people's things. And art and this experience and music can trigger that and can open it up and can expose your heart and can let you feel things. And you can experience other lives. And when you experience other lives, it becomes very difficult to tolerate their suffering. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this is no small thing. If you spend hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on some gewgaw that you think is going to be transformative, that is going to save your life, that is going to make you feel like you've finally gotten somewhere, that's going to give you status or prestige, something you're going to hold, something fetishistic, some object. Yep. I'm telling you, the ultimate object is a thing that you can't hold. It's this thing that absolutely transcends the physical world. It's in other people. It is a world changer. It is so hard to define, and you don't get an award for it, and nobody singles you out for having changed the world. But I am telling you, I am begging you, please start with these seeds. This is like basic research in science. It might not be sexy, but how do you think you cure blindness? You cure blindness by first figuring out how the eye works. And that's what we're doing. We're exploring the human heart and the human mind here. That's where we're going. And so you've got to start there to change things, because by the time you're being sold things and feelings, you're going to be sold feelings that make you feel empty on purpose. You know, that's the, and I'm not saying it's bad to buy things or anything, or there's not decent music on other stations. There certainly is.
Of course. But, you know, Hardy, I bought this pair of pink sweatpants the other day, and I thought that was going to make me happy. And, you know, it did very, very shortly, you know, for a very short period of time, but it's fleeting. And, you know, all these things that I buy constantly trying to fill the, you know, fill the time and the void. But, you know, it's a simple voice on WFMU in the middle of the night that I sometimes, like, I tune in, and it's like, it just, it resonates with me more than the sweatpants or more than the velour tracksuit or the nice hat. You know, like it doesn't have any competition in my opinion.
Well, here's it. Yeah. That one of the reasons that resonates with me, what you just said, is I too actually bought some pink sweatpants.
Are you kidding me? And you know what? With these pink sweatpants, you talk about you mentioned your algorithm recently.
I bought the whole suit.
Oh, wow. I just bought these sweatpants, and the algorithm told me to buy it, and then I bought them, but now the algorithm is still telling me to buy these same sweatpants. So I feel like I'm going to be buying these things for the rest of my life now.
I feel like I was like, I just look like Polly Walnuts moved to Boca.
I mean, that sounds very, that sounds very, that sounds pretty sweet, actually.
Well, people tell me when I go.
My goodness.
I wasn't sure what vibe I was giving out there.
I would love that comment. I would, as I get older, I'm going to become more and more Polly Walnuts, I feel.
Yeah, I don't mind. See, here's the thing. You don't mind if somebody accidentally gives you a good table at a restaurant. That's okay. If they mistake you for someone you aren't that way, that's fine. Oh, yes, sir. Here's a good table. Thank you. It's my sweatsuit, isn't it? Yes. Yes. I fear you. I'm okay.
Oh, you got the good bread. Okay. Well, 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. We got some more people to thank. If you don't mind, let's just, they're really just overflowing with appreciation for you, Hardy. We have Patrick. Where is Patrick from? I do not know. They didn't circle the name, but he says, love the show. Miss Hardy and Kevin back-to-back. 1-2 punch of positivity.
Yay. Thank you, Patrick.
We have David in New York. Miss seeing you live at live gatherings.
Yes, so I'll be back. I bet I know what David that is. I'll, you know, once, I bet next year they have the the, you know, I'll be back in Monty Hall, I hope.
Oh, I really hope so. I mean, it's slowly opening up here. We have, you know, we had to cancel the record fair, which is another huge source of income for WFMU. Had to do it, had to, you know, it's still a dangerous world out there, and we, you know, have to take things like that seriously. Monty Hall is another thing that has not, that used to be a source of income that is now not a source of income. So these are things, and these are the reasons why we need to get our goal this year, because it's the Wolves, you know, are there. They're out there. I don't know if they're at the door, but they're certainly in the neighborhood, you know. We got Pete in New York. Go Jack, go Hardy.
All right.
All right. We have Ralph, good name, in New York. I landed on WFMU on Thursday many years ago, and I've been here ever since. Like, there you go. Like, it's just...
Oh, wow.
You make that connection.
Take a small break, Ralph, though.
Yeah, you know, you really should eat. And then we have, let's see, Graham in Dobbs Ferry, New York, which sounds made up. I've never been there, but it sounds like a place in a play. And then we have Benjamin in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. We have Joyce... Pittsburgh. In Brooklyn, love your show, and God bless the archives. Literally, God bless the archives. And then we have Billy in Glenshaw. Thanks for everything. Shemp Jive.
All right. Oh, it's nice to have all these friends. A lot of people I've met. I mean, you end up meeting people.
Yeah.
And getting actual friends. I mean, the kind of friends that you like see when you're in town. That kind of friends.
Yeah, because when you're doing something, you know, far out, or you're doing something in what you consider, you know, your own specific voice, and someone reaches out and appreciates that, I mean, you immediately connect with that person. I mean, you're like, oh, wow, this person understands me, and on some level understands, like, what I'm trying to do. Yeah. And that is, like, a real connection with that person. And in
and
a way,
accessible. Yeah. I mean, no, yeah. I mean, not everybody. I mean, don't try to meet everybody. I'm not saying that.
No.
Some people don't want to be bothered.
No,
but what
no,
I'm saying
definitely
is it's
not
like, it's not like Tom Hanks, though. Like, you guys, oh, I love Tom Hanks. I think I'll give him a call when I'm out in L.A. No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
But, like, people, like, you can meet actual FFU DJs, like, you know, and sometimes there's, like, appropriate places to do it, like the record fair and things like that.
Yep.
But they're just real people. I mean, nobody's is anybody surrounded by bodyguards? I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for every WFMU listener, because they, like you said at the beginning of this conversation, they are everywhere, and I'm sure one or two of them are out there are some strange oligarch who also likes
Hardy
White. You know,
wouldn't that be a blessing? It's just I tell you, I love a lot of the people that love and appreciate me are you know,
oligarchs.
Well, no, they they know I understand that life can be difficult.
Yes,
you know, and I think a lot of people I don't know oligarchs would really have a place to hear what I'm saying.
No,
you know, they think they probably got it pretty much figured out.
But
and,
but if you are
if we had
out
people
there.
If there were billionaires listening, I don't think we'd have a problem.
No.
But, you know, they know. They don't. We're not,
but sometimes that's how billionaires stay billionaires. They do not donate to WFMU.org. And, like,
no,
that is
don't.
That is a huge issue that I have personally with billionaires. Mm-hmm. One of many issues. But if you are out there, oligarch, and do feel generous and you want to donate to WFMU, the door is open. We are an open door, and anyone is welcome. And we will not judge you. Well, we may judge
and
you.
And anonymously, everything is so good when you get, I mean, you don't need, do you want things done or you want credit, too? That's the other thing I've learned in my life.
Interesting.
Like, you know, I don't necessarily need credit for things anymore. I more would like things the way I would like them to be. And so, you know, and it comes that way with changing the world. When you realize that it isn't this dramatic gesture, that you don't get to change the world and then get your name in a book of world changers, that it can be an anonymous, very small, quiet thing that you do, but you know in your heart you're doing it, and you might not get thanked. We don't all get. I'm so lucky. People go, oh, thank you, Hardy. Thank you, thank you,
right,
and everything, and I get thanked. But we all do things all the time for which we don't get thanked.
Yep.
And so a lot of times when we're thanking each other, I thank the listeners and they thank me. We're not just thanking them for this. I'm thanking them for who they are all the time.
Yeah.
I'm thanking them for their values that they carry out into their lives. The same values that bring them to WFMU are the ones that they bring out into the world to make it better. And when you hear these names, I'm not saying everybody's a saint whose name I've read, but I can tell you one thing.
No.
A lot of them are very thoughtful, compassionate people, and you should be happy that there's so many on that list and that they're all around you. And this is a wonderful way to demonstrate that.
Absolutely.
Shared values.
I could not imagine a person with evil intent loving and enjoying your show enough to express that to you in any way. I feel like you have cultivated a very positive and wonderful audience. And I mean, I don't know. I'm a big fan, Hardy White. I really am.
Oh, that's so great. So I'm. Thank you so much. And you know, I appreciate your. I listened to some. I'm not up when you're on. But that's why.
Oh no, you're not. Yes, that's
so
why.
You go like, oh, you'll never hear me, Hardy.
Very few are.
Yes. It's impossible to ever hear anything you've ever done on the radio, Bucci. I'm so sorry, but I have. And I tell you, I can tell you love radio because you're good at it. I can tell. I can tell you listen to it. I can tell you care about it. And you bring an energy and enthusiasm, and you just get it. I can tell people get radio who understand what it means to be a DJ, what your relationship is to people and the music and everything. And I very much appreciate that you're doing it.
Thank you.
Because it isn't easy. It's scary.
God. Very scary. Very, very scary. You know, even as at 3 o'clock in the morning or whenever, you turn on a live mic and you think you have it all in your head. You're like, okay, mm-hmm. I can just do it, you know? And like, but no, once that mic is in front of you, like Hal mm-hmm. 9000 or whatever number he had. What was it, 9000, Hal, from 2001? You know, it's like staring at you and you really, you know, I don't know, it's... You just have to do it.
You have to find this balance of, you have to be self-confident enough to do it well. And then you have to also have some self-doubt so that you don't make a fool of yourself and so that you do your homework and everything. So it's finding that balance between, you know, having the guts, courage to be self-confident and go on the air and share this stuff, but also to be humble. And realize it is hard. Other people do it well too, and so you better take it seriously.
Absolutely.
You better take it seriously, and then act like you're not.
Yes.
Which is that's a good, you know. Good luck to you.
And it's not the mistakes you make. It's what is the adage? It's what you do with them. You know, it's like these things, all these tiny little mistakes, and that adds up to your life and your radio show, I guess.
Right. And you got to make the mistakes as you're getting better at a thing, too.
Yeah, getting stronger and stronger.
You do. And then you just keep getting better. If you love a thing, you keep getting better at it, and then you die, which is wonderful. There's no plateau.
No.
It's always a thing. It's an ongoing thing. And there's no end to it. I don't mind endless things. I don't like things to end necessarily. I like them to carry on. They can carry on without me too.
Yeah.
I don't care. Somebody wants to keep doing my show when I'm dead and change it completely, and I do that.
You'd be for that? Someone come stepping into your boots and into your tracksuit, as it were, and
absolutely.
And doing
it. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? It would be foolish not to. I'm not going to try to. Yeah, I'm all for that. Because I think it wouldn't be done, and it isn't like somebody, there's a new Batman or Tarzan. It's not that level. And it isn't even, I don't know. It's just, there's so much about, I mean, I like to, everybody wants to survive, right? And I want to make money, and I do things here and there. But, you know, there's part of it, there's just something about sharing things that are worthless, you know, because worthless and priceless are almost the same thing. You know, something can be worth so much it's worth nothing.
Right. Yeah.
And you know.
Like fine art, like when people who steal a Monet and then it's worth nothing. It's just very, very beautiful paper weight or whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
Or even it's difficult to own a mountain. I mean, people do it, but, you know, try to move it.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to take it with me when I move. No.
Yeah, you can't take it into the grave either. That mountain's not going to fit in the grave.
You can't take things with you.
No.
None of this can you take with you. That's the other thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Memento mori, listener. No, I was just going to get dark.
Please. And if you want to take WFNU with you when you die, call 800-989-9368. I can't promise that's going to happen, but if you want to WFMU to be around for a long, long time, then you gotta pledge, because we need to hear those phones ringing. WFMU.org. Got a couple more people to thank. I think I might have thanked that person. I'm sorry. It's there's just so many people to thank out here.
My friend John said we didn't thank him last week.
Oh my God.
He was like, oh, I guess you didn't get to my name. So John, John, I'm thanking you again, twice, three times, and then I was going to tell some John story, but I forgot. It had to do with Gary Busey. Now I don't remember it.
Any story that begins with Gary Busey is one that I'm pretty interested in.
Well, we were watching that old Busey and Me TV series not long ago.
Is that a reality show? Busey and Me.
Yeah. It's from 2000 or something. Everybody go watch it.
Everybody, after you donate to WFMU, rush out to your nearest library and rent Busey and Me. And then Hider in the House. That's another good Busey joint. We have Peter from Florida. Miracle Nutrition is like meditation. It's effective because when it's over, you can't remember it, which...
Yes. No, you're right.
Yeah, no, well, I agree at 100%, yes.
Yes, thank you. That's absolutely true.
Peter, you hit the ball out of the park.
I want it to be true. Let's put it that way.
Yes. We have Neil in Sparta, New Jersey.
All right, Neil, thank you.
And then we have already thanked Emmy. Thank you very much, Emmy, in Waldoboro, Maine, which is another made-up sounding place, but beautiful.
Some years I've really struggled. So I skip. Sometimes I'll skip the town name.
Oh yeah, you just say Maine.
Yeah, well, I just because I don't want to mess it up. It isn't because There was this thing that people used to do when mispronouncing things, and they still do it and get kind of defensive about it. And you know what I'm saying? If someone doesn't know how to pronounce something, they go, "What is this?"
Yes.
They get kind of
yes.
I think it's uncool to mispronounce people's names or their
I agree, and I do my best. And you know what? I'm going to take that as a note. And you know what? If people, you're going to donate at 800-989-9368 in the next 8 minutes. I will not pronounce. I will not say your city. I'll just say your name and your.
Well, you can. The thing is that if I'm sitting like next to somebody who knows, the phone room's better for that, because you say it wrong, and then they go, you know, it's whatever, it's Carney or something, and then you're like, oh shoot.
Oh, sorry.
You feel like an idiot for a while, but that's good. I like to be corrected because I don't want to be going around saying something wrong. But people's names is hard too. Sometimes there's a first name you don't know,
yes.
And then if nobody knows that person, you go, oh, shoot, man, I don't want to say it wrong.
People were calling me Bucky, pretty recently, and I'm like, well, it's. I guess you could do that, but you know, it's not traditional, I would say.
If I slip up, I would say Butchie, and that's not a bad thing.
Butchie, oh yes. I think someone.
Butchie for Butchie.
Yes, Butchie.
It sounds like if Butchie had a grandfather from the old country, that's how he would say it. Butchie, how are you, Butchie?
Yes, my grandfather was from the old country, and
awesome.
He refused to speak to me. Unfortunately, Hardy,
we did not have a
great relationship. I don't want to drag down this. I don't want to drag this down. We're right at the end. I don't want to talk about my grandfather issues, which are plentiful. 800-989-9368 WFMU.org.
Grandfather, tell me about your history.
Go to hell.
No.
No.
If I could get a no out of the guy, that would have been a wonderful. That would have been a success. Unfortunately,
yeah.
But we persevere. You know, who cares ultimately? You know,
first of all, you get that thing. If you don't get it from that individual, that's not your real spiritual grandfather. You have other. You had other grandfathers, people that might not have even been related to
Man,
you, or you didn't even know.
You hit the nail right on the head with that. I have some like. Sit me next to an older person, and I'll just latch onto them in a really maybe unhealthy way, frankly. I really have a grandfather-shaped hole in my heart.
You are so thirsty for stories from the old country yes. that you'll just anybody on a bus.
Please,
right?
please, tell me about your old country. Like,
Excuse me, I noticed that you're wearing a babushka. are you from the old country?
No, I'm from New Haven, Connecticut. All right.
Please, make something up.
I really need it. I mean, it's... But we're not here to talk about me or my issues.
Are we? I mean, we are and we aren't.
We are and we aren't. No.
Because when you do things like that, it resonates with people too. Like it's wonderful. Like you think it's like, oh, this awful thing that you know, like, and somebody might hear it and they go, oh God, that's my, you know, that's my experience too. And then you realize that your pain can be for somebody this thing that opens their eyes to the fact they're not alone or it's not unusual or
yep.
And that's such a cool thing.
And it goes with music too. It's like, oh, I love this, yes. you know, this specific thing. And I'm like, I never hear this thing anywhere. And then you hear it on WFMU, you know, or the radio, but specifically WFMU. And it just like connects. It's just unbelievable. I mean, how many times has that happened to me at listening to WFMU? I do not know. I mean, it is the eclecticism of this station is unmatched. And I've been around the block radio-wise, you know, with all sorts of community radio, and I've never found a station like this. And
no, I never have. I've been in community or college radio for 30-something years.
My
30, burp, 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 32 years. I don't know, something. 33 years.
Yes.
I think. And it's nothing like this.
No. Woo! No, sir. We have Jacqueline in Brooklyn. She pledged. Thank you very much. Even though I said I wasn't going to say Brooklyn. But Jacqueline in Brooklyn, love this pairing. I want to hear about your grandpa issues. Well, that's not – I'm afraid I can't get into that right now. We don't have enough time.
Oh, you're going to have to make something up. That's a good way to do it. You can protect yourself and be entertaining by lying.
Yes.
That's what I try to do.
Lying is very interesting on the radio. It is it's a very interesting – I don't know what your opinion of lying on the radio is or stretching the truth or exaggerating, but it's certainly possible, I would say, you know.
It's good. They when Wells did it.
Yes.
They had to make a rule.
Right. No more saying the aliens are landing.
You can't say you're the news.
Right, yes.
Like that, you know, you can't say you're the news or something. But
I would love to someone
lying,
to
like, you know, sometimes all stories are lying. Everything's a lie. All movies are lies. That's all a lie. There's no Spider-Man.
No.
So, I mean, I everything we say, we convey truth as best we can. And usually there's some, it's in some form of a lie. All stories are lies. So, yeah, I'm all for it. I think so. Because I think some of the things we think are truth, like when we're being confessional, it's not true. It's another weird story.
Absolutely. So we are wrapping up here. 800, still time to pledge. Get those last couple dollars. $75 or more will get you Hardee's Premium in lieu of a gift. That's L-O-U of a gift, the best of Lou. I really want to listen to this. I'm going to give this I think I'm going to pledge to your thing because I really would like to. I'm very interested in hearing this. Hardee. And
yay.
Yes.
Well, we are nearing the end of our time.
We are
together,
wrapping up very, very rapidly.
It has been amazing.
Man, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, I'm glad to meet you, and I wish I could be there with you so we could all eat together. I like that part the best.
Yes.
I like sitting down at a table with everybody and visiting and being there and listening to music, and I'm so thankful and grateful for all of you, for all the listeners, for all the on-air folks, for all the volunteers. Who's in the room? Is there volunteers in the other room?
Yeah, let me get that.
Let's thank them real quick.
We got Hoboken Jack in the room. And who else do we got in the room? I see Greg. We got a bunch of people already, but they are volunteers, and we thank them very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. We are wrapping up. Oh, we have one more. Marion, thank you very much. The best thing was Edward Horton doing the Master and Margarita.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes, I did the Fractured Fairy Tale Master and Margarita. Thank you so much for liking that. Absolutely. Well, friends, should I do the...
Yes, do it.
Okay, you're listening to A Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online worldwide at WFMU.org. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again next week. Thank you, Bucci.
See you, everybody. See you, Hardy. Up next, Mahogany with Bailey coming at you. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Twins name was Ebony, name was Mahogany. 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 Twins name was Ebony, name was Mahogany.
Stay out late, plus the life I'm leading is buck wild. My mom's telling her friends I can't stand him. Rick me, baby.
My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand them.
Come on, Rick me, baby.
My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand them.
Come on, Rick me, baby. Come on, Rick me, baby. Come on, Rick me, baby.
My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand them.
Come on, Rick me, baby.
My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand them.
Come on, Rick me, baby.
My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand them.
Come on, Rick me, baby. Come on, Rick me, baby. Come on, Rick me, baby.
My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand him. He's not my child. She says I stay out late. Plus the life I'm leading is buck wild. My mom be telling her friends, I can't stand him. He's not my child. She says I stay out late. Plus the life I'm leading.
I can hear you. Sorry,
I'm adjusting volume levels.
I was out of sorts just now. I didn't have the adequate time to.
I can hear you, but I can't hear it myself in the. In the mix here, but who needs to listen to me anyway?
I can.
People tuned in to hear you and your music.
I suppose so.
And to offer their support.
There we go.
And it's.